some games going on. Michigan has defeated Toledo 90-80, so Juwan Howard's team will advance and will play either Vanderbilt or Yale. That game is about to tip off. Hofstra and Rutgers are in overtime, with Hofstra leading the Scarlet Knights 76-74. Still a 4 minutes and change left in OT at Jersey Mike's Arena. We're a little more than a half an hour away from the tip here in Madison. Wisconsin and Bradley will check in with head coach Greg Gard and all of that. We'll have more of our Festival Awards pregame show, though, coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
The countdown to savings is on at the Clary Customer Appreciation Days sale. Get the best prices of the year, March 16th, 17th, and 18th at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com or join us for Customer Appreciation Days, March 16th through the 18th. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Silver lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise there. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up and running if you're a business, or, you know, if you're home, we're going to get your home put back together as if nothing had happened.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger pregame show.
Out of the Kohl Center for round one of the 2023 National Invitation Tournament, otherwise known as the NIT. It's the 17-14 Wisconsin Badgers will take on the Bradley Braves, regular season champions of the Missouri Valley Conference. Brian Wardle's team winning 25 games coming into this postseason against just 9 setbacks. Tip time will be 8:40 Central. In the meantime, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 19 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 46. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, chance for scattered rain showers, lows dip down to about 37. 1 to 3 inches of snow Thursday night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Back at the Kohl Center, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. As we record this, checking out the Rutgers game, the Michigan game, and we're seeing close games. And obviously, everybody wants to get in the NCAA tournament, but the fact of the matter is there are a lot of really good teams in the NIT, a couple of them playing here tonight, and close games are just going to continue to be the norm no matter what tournament we're talking about, I guess, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, Matt, we all know, obviously, what we wanted to accomplish, and we had many opportunities to get back to that, and wasn't able to happen. We were able to get things done, but to have another opportunity to play, I think, was important for us, not only for this year, but going forward next year and beyond. But you're right about a lot of good teams. In fact, I've done a few interviews here. The 68 best teams in the country aren't in the NCAA tournament because you come into a conference tournament play. For example, Bradley. Now Drake is very good too. They, you know, Bradley won the regular season by a game and then lost in the conference championship. But you can see that, you know, across the country. There's obviously really good teams in the field of 68, but there's also really good teams here in the field of 32.
Yeah, I've always cringed when I've heard people say the winner of the NIT is number 69. That's not how it's wrong. But even we can get another topic for another day. I thought, Greg, tell me if you disagree, that last week the conference tournament as a whole was kind of a microcosm of the season, where Purdue proved to be the best team, but you get, like, Minnesota gets through a round, Ohio State wins, you know, and gets to Saturday. That's just how it was throughout the course of the regular season, wasn't it?
And you got the 10th place team that played in the championship game and missed the last shot to have a chance to win it. I mean, and they're 10th by a tip-in. If they don't tip it in against Maryland, we're in that position playing on Thursday instead of playing on Wednesday. So, yeah, I mean, it is a microcosm of our league. I think, you know, really Purdue obviously was the most consistent. Minnesota obviously was the most inconsistent. But the rest of us, it was an absolute dogfight every night, as it was with Minnesota and Purdue. It didn't matter. You saw both games or all three games. It was a dogfight, and that's really how the whole league has been.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll lock into tonight's game, the Badgers and the Bradley Braves, as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at the Clary Customer Appreciation Days sale. Get the best prices of the year, March 16th, 17th, and 18th at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com or join us for Customer Appreciation Days, March 16th through the 18th. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
It's Wisconsin and Bradley out of the Missouri Valley Conference. So I guess if you can give us the scouting report for dummies on Bradley a little bit, what jumps out to you?
Well, a veteran group, as you would expect, to go win their regular season, 25 games, 25-9. A really good league, as we know. Mm-hmm. We've seen teams in that league before, and obviously it's close because it's geographically we know that league pretty well. But an experienced front line. Rank Mast is a really good player, all first team All Valley. Their backcourt is good. I mean, they're just a really solid veteran team, and that's typically, when you need to win a league, regardless of whether it's a Missouri Valley, Big Ten, ACC, Ohio Valley, if you have an experienced group, an experienced core, and a lot of them, you're going to have a really good chance, and that's what we've seen with this group, watching them, preparing and roughly 48 hours, knowing what we were going to see here tonight is it's very similar to a Big Ten team. They're physical, they're long, they got some depth, and they've got good play at a lot of positions.
Yeah, they're hard to score against, too. They value defense the way the Badgers value defense, too, right?
Yeah, a lot of the coaches I've talked to said they really are very similar in terms of how we play, how they play. Nothing's going to come easy. They're going to be physical with you. It's typical for that league. Is very similar to the Big Ten in terms of how they play. They played a very good out-of-conference schedule, and some of the games that they lost in the out-of-conference, they had Mast was hurt at some point in time. Their trip to Cancun, where they played Auburn, I believe, and Liberty, and I'm not sure who they played in the first one. It's been a long time ago, but watching a lot of film and a lot of stats, Matt, in the last 48 hours, a little jumbled up. But anyway, when they've got all their pieces, they've been very, very good.
Well, you mentioned that, where you really have to let technology be your friend. You would do that anyway in the NCAA tournament, but you don't know until after 9 o'clock. I mean, you can do the geographical assumptions that you would get, Bradley. You didn't know for sure until a little after 9 o'clock.
So no.
It's a crash course.
Right? It is. And unfortunately, I think we kind of knew just geographically how this tournament has always played out, or how they try to pair, and you know they pair you up and then they seed you, mm-hmm. basically to keep the geographically, you know, the games tighter together, at least the first round or so. And then I think having the experience of talking to Coach Chambliss and Coach Krabanoff, were, you know, at South Dakota State and Wright State when they played in it. So just the, you know, being a conference champion, they get, you know, I think South Dakota State, Joe told me, was 27-3 and got beat in the championship game and, you know, had played in the NIT. So just, you know, it's going to be a good experience because we're going to make it a good experience and we're going to play good teams and we got to take care of the first one here tonight.
Quick thought on the last game. It seemed like Kamari and Jordan gave you a lift in that game against Ohio State in the comeback. And then Tyler Wall, he's like, there was nothing left for him to give, which I guess we could say that about Tyler Wall pretty much every time he steps on the floor. Right?
Yeah, when he's healthy, you know, he's really, really good. And I think we've started to see more consistency of him playing at the level pre-January 3rd. You know, I think that's, and you're right about Jordan and Kamari. I thought they really gave us a boost. I thought when we started to pick up, they just brought energy and we were obviously trying to dig ourselves out of a hole. So the pressure they provided and how they were able to work the defensive possessions and get Ohio State a little rattled. We were able to make a comeback and get it tight there at the end. You know, it's going to take everybody again here tonight.
All right, this Badgers head coach, Greg Gard. More to come as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. We'll check out the other Big Ten teams in action, brought to you by Exact Sciences. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Time to check out the Big Ten report presented by Exact Sciences. Two Big Ten teams have their games in the books in the NIT, and it's a split. Give you the bad news first. Rutgers in overtime fell to Hofstra 88-86. Hofstra shot like 58% from the field, which is rather uncommon against Rutgers.
And the thing that's going to frustrate that Rutgers team, the biggest disappointment of the night, they gave up an offensive rebound on the final possession of regulation, and there was a putback and score to mm-hmm. get the game into overtime. And we know how good they are on the defensive glass. It's one of the fundamentals that is preached by Pikel, and they had one breakdown, and it cost them.
Yeah, they ended up going 3-8 since Mawat Mag went down with an injury, and you would think as the committee was looking things over that, and then Chris Reynolds, the chair of the committee, suggested that the injury may have played a part in it. It was still a surprise. I think most of us, Mike, I guess that's what happens when you assume, but I was among those making the assumption that Rutgers was going to get into the NCAA tournament.
I think it's hard to play with anger, and if they were really upset with not being in the big dance, maybe it affected their play to a certain degree. You never know. It's good to play with emotion. I don't think you can play mad or sustain anger over a length of time, and certainly it proved itself out by going into overtime, and they didn't have enough in the end. Speedy Claxton is the coach at Hofstra, and they were very good all season long. It came down to Hofstra and Charleston at the very end, and a lot of people like Charleston to win a couple of games in the big dance.
Yeah, Hofstra, the regular season conference champ, so therefore it gets at least the automatic bid in the NIT. Michigan and Toledo, that was pretty close throughout, but the Wolverines get 23-8 from Kobe Bufkin en route to a 90-80 win against Toledo. And the Rockets were the coach who's a rather familiar name in these parts, right?
Todd Kowalski Walchuk, who mentored Brian Wardle at Green Bay. Wardle was his assistant and took the job when Todd went to Toledo. This is his 13th season already at Toledo. He's done a heck of a job. They had a 17-game winning streak at one point this year. They were averaging 85.6 points. Only Gonzaga averaging more in college basketball. So he's done a heck of a job there. But they couldn't slow down Michigan's offense besides Bufkin with 23. Joey Baker had 21.
He did.
That's big for Baker.
Yeah, big time. And that's the thing. You know, Greg Garb was talking about it. They're, you know, everybody aspires to the big dance, of course. But there are a lot of really good teams here in the NIT, and a few of them already we have seen in action here tonight. That is your Big Ten Report presented by Exact Sciences. When we continue, we'll run down tonight's Nissan Keys to the Game. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
You ain't seen nothing.
This is Ford Truck Month, America. Time to get up and get into Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 46 years straight. Like the Ford F-150 or the all-new Ford Super Duty. Or check out Ford Maverick and Ford Ranger pickups. So get into Ford Truck Month and see what a built Ford Tough truck can do for you. There's a great selection in stock and ready for delivery today. Based on 1977 to 2022 calendar year total sales.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is deeply committed to the Midwest values of honesty, integrity, and trust. Whenever you shop at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, you are assured of quality parts and service, and a huge selection of name-brand products every time you shop. Or give shopping online a try at mybumpertobumperstore.com. The auto parts you need, the value you expect. That's your locally owned bumper-to-bumper, keeping the motoring public on the road. Service is the difference. We get it.
The countdown to savings is on at the Clary Customer Appreciation Days sale. Get the best prices of the year, March 16th, 17th, and 18th at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com or join us for Customer Appreciation Days, March 16th through the 18th. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Quick check for the Nissan Keys to the Game, and we have the national anthem coming up here, so we'll see how far we can get. But the want to, that's the big thing, right? When you get into the NIT, I think Fran Fraschilla was telling Greg Gard about that, is the first one of these can be the toughest because the atmosphere is not the same as it normally is. Right?
You can't come into this tournament, for that matter, you can't play basketball with indifference. You have to have some motivating drive behind what you're going to do here tonight. And I think if nothing else, you want to wipe out the taste of how you played in that first half against Ohio State. You've got that opportunity. Yep. And that's what this is, an opportunity. Can you take advantage of it? It's up to those players between the lines.
Chance to play a game you love. We'll get into more of the keys to the game here, but we've got the anthem coming up, and we have a commercial break coming up. We'll have more of the keys and back to the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. That's next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Keep going with our Nissan keys to the game here. We've talked about the intangibles. This is a guards game, as we all know, in college basketball. But, Mike, I was talking to Patricus about this. It's going to be interesting to see Steven Crow and Rink Mast, who's their leading scorer, about 14 a game, 8 rebounds. You know, Stevie, especially at home, is capable of stepping out and hitting the three-point shot. So is Mast. So Mast is only listed at 6'9", but you've got some versatility there in his game. It's going to be interesting to see how Wisconsin is able to try to control him.
I happened to walk out of the United Center with Steve Crowell after the loss to Ohio State, and he was upset with the way he played. He didn't feel like he had great legs for the game, and it kind of showed. I mean, he wound up with only one rebound, fewest boards he's had all season long. He knows that. He didn't have to be told or reminded of it. And you're right. I look at the matchups coming into this game, whether it be Crowell and Mast or Wall and Lance. I mean, that's another, the big on big. And then you go in the backcourt. Duke Dean's a quick little guard. So Chucky Hepburn, and perhaps off the bench, Kamari McGee, because when I see Duke Dean, I think of Doug McDaniel from Michigan.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And you mentioned Leons, Malavi Leons. He's the defensive player of the year in the Missouri Valley Conference. They talk about the wingspan that he has, about 7'1". They're the best defensive team in the conference in the Valley. So a run in a game like this might be defined by, what, six to eight points, right? I mean, you figure it's going to be a lower possession, lower scoring game.
And you just anticipate that if you make mistakes, they're going to be magnified. If you get in a hole, it's going to be tough to crawl out of it.
All right, those are your Nissan keys to the game. Now let's get to the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, all up and running for Greg Gard's team here tonight. And now we advance to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Brian Wardle in his 8th year at Bradley, his 13th year as a head coach, a good 5-year run at Green Bay. 8 years already with the Braves, led them to the regular season conference championship, the first for Bradley since the 1995-96 season. And Wardle's front line will be made up of Malavi Leons, 6'9 senior from the Netherlands, 11 points, 6 rebounds per game. Sean Henry getting a starting call here tonight, 6'6", grad student from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, about 10 points, 4.5 rebounds per contest. Rink Mast, 6'9", junior from the Netherlands, 14 points, about 8 rebounds, and 2.5 assists per game. Backcourt combo, Zeke Montgomery, 6'6", sophomore out of Louisville, Kentucky, at 8 points, 3.5 rebounds per game. And Connor Hickman, 6'3", sophomore from Bloomington, Indiana, 8.7 points, about 3 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. For Greg Gard's Badgers, same 5 as usual. Up front, Tyler Wall, 6'9", senior from Lakeville, Minnesota, 11.5 points, 6.5 rebounds a game. Steve Steven Crow, the 7-foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota. 11.5 points, 7 boards, 2.5 assists. Max Klesmet, 6'3 junior from Nina, 8 points, 2.5 boards. Connor Resegian, 6'4 freshman out of Fort Wayne at 12 points, 3.5 rebounds. And Chucky Hepburn rounds out the first five. 6'2 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, 12 points, 3 rebounds, and nearly 3 assists per game. The Badgers and Braves have played just 5 times through the years, most recently in 2011 down at the Sears Center as part of the Chicago Invitational Challenge. The Badgers won that game. These two programs met prior to that last in 1989 at the San Juan Shootout. For the record, the Badgers 3-2 all time against Bradley. Those are your starting lineups and then some, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Bradley Braves, round one of the 2023 NIT opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt, is moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond. We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Lakes Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Lakes Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk, slam dunk.
Works to the free throw line, and a layup, and traffic got it, and a foul.
Down the lane, drops the hammer. Thank you, and good night.
Goes left side,
pick up ball, it's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening from the Kohl Center in Madison. Alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer, Dave McCann, and Ryan Clark back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball, and we welcome you to round one of the NIT, the first time the Badgers have been in this tournament since the Dick Bennett era back in 1996. All the other teams in the Big Ten Conference have been in this tournament since Wisconsin last played in it, and the Badgers, by virtue of the 17-14 regular season, are in the event this year against the 25-9 Bradley Braves. We've talked about Brian Wardle, Mike, and the job that he has done there. I had to do a double take. This is his eighth year already after a five-year run at Green Bay. Wardle was a standout, obviously, at Marquette, and really doing a nice job with his program at Bradley.
Coach of the Year, the Missouri Valley. First time that a Bradley coach had won that honor since 1996 in Molinari. Jim Molinari.
Jim Molinari, yes, sir.
That's a long time. He's done a heck of a job. I think you look at the attendance, too. They had better than 10,000 people for their rematch with Drake, which was the final game of the regular season, and they beat Drake and then lost to Drake in the tournament championship game. But that was two teams that very evenly, I think, matched. It's just a matter of when you caught them. And I know Wardle said after the game that he felt like his team wasn't as aggressive as it needed to be, so I anticipate they're going to come out really aggressive tonight against Wisconsin.
Yeah, major opportunity for a team in a so-called mid-major conference, a one-bid league, and this would be obviously an enormous statement for them. The winner of this game will take on either Villanova or Liberty. That game underway, by the way, 17-17, Nova and Liberty. A little more than 7.5 minutes left in the first half of that game. If the Badgers are the team advancing, they will get another home game, and that would be Sunday, definitely on Sunday, and you would think Sunday night for the right to move on to the round three of this tournament.
One thing I noticed statistically about the Bradley Braves is that they've been tough on opposing three-point shooters this year. Opponents averaging around 32% from the arc, and that's one area of concern. Every time we give you the keys for a game with Wisconsin, can they make enough shots to maybe spread the defense, force the defense to play them honestly at the line? They're only 7 of their last 34. They were 4 of 22 against Ohio State. I think one player we keep kind of circling and maybe putting too much pressure on, and we talked about this before Wisconsin played the Buckeyes, is Connor Asijan, but over the last 7 games, he's around 21% on the three-point line.
Yeah, he's moved up to the top of pretty close to the top of the scouting report, and it's just where they are right now, where you lean on a guy like Connor playing major minutes. He was moved into the starting lineup in mid-January in a home win against the Penn State Nittany Lions team. The Badgers swept in the regular season. But with that said, with the shooting slump from three, Connor's still averaging about 12 points a game, and that has him on that list of freshmen at Wisconsin going back to that 96 season when Sam Oakey averaged a shade better than 13 points a game. But Asijan is in that company with Oakey and Ethan Happ and Devin Harris and Brad Davison. So we'll see if he can get it cranked up here with others in this game tonight.
And that's important, that phrase, with others, because I think we're going to see a bounce-back game tonight for Max Klesman. Max only scored 2 points, didn't have an assist against Ohio State. It was his least productive game offensively in a long time. Fewest points since November 29th when he scored 2 points. And you can't blame him for wearing out a little bit or wearing down based on he's always guarding the top scorer from the opposing team. And he'd be the first one to say, I don't need any excuses. I have to play a little bit better. And it's true. Wisconsin has been so dependent on Klesman for doing a lot of the little things that normally don't even show up in the box score.
Yeah, he's been a great addition to this team. It's been, Kamari McGee, the other transfer coming in this year, he has had multiple games now where he has provided a spark for his team most recently last Wednesday in Chicago against Ohio State. McGee and Jordan Davis did a really nice job off the bench. Credit to Jordan. Remember, he was the guy in the starting lineup, and then Connor Seagin moved in. And those two guys are close. Connor's talked about Jordan Davis being a guy that Connor really leaned on to just kind of learn the ropes, how things are done around here. And, credit to Jordan. He's been doing what he can do coming off the bench, and he helped give this team a chance along with Kamari McGee and obviously Tyler Wall, as they came very close to pulling off a nearly miraculous comeback against Ohio State.
Yeah, can I still see Klusman at the top of the key with an open three?
Yeah. Would have made it a two-point game.
That's how far they had to come back, though. That was part of the problem, the way they played in the first half. And the coaching staff talked about it afterwards. You don't have to use a boxing metaphor, but we will nonetheless. They got punched, and they didn't punch back until it was too late. Yeah. They didn't fight back until midway through the second half.
And as it turned out, Ohio State really showed well in Chicago, getting all the way to Saturday before bowing out, their season officially over. But the Badgers season moves on here at the Kohl Center. It is spring break here, so that kind of works against you in terms of, you know, getting juice in the building. There are some students here who are not in Cancun or other locations. It is, as is often the case, a smaller crowd here. But I'm guessing those who are here are going to be making some noise and having some fun and watching a little college basketball tonight.
We were talking about Max Klusman after Saturday's practice. He got in the car and drove to watch his brother play at Wisconsin Rapids. Nina beat Superior 93-65 to advance to the state tournament. They will play on Friday. They are the defending state champions. And in that game, Cal Klusman, who is a Green Bay commit, had 21 assists.
That's pretty good.
21 assists.
You know what? That means his team's pretty good at making shots.
They did. They had four players in double figures.
That's great work by him. The Klusman family, there's been stories written and some television stories as well. That's busy mom and dad. They got a lot of territory to cover watching their kids play, but I know it has to be really exciting for them and great times for that family. So hopefully good times in store here tonight as we are awaiting the start of the game. This is, even though it is technically a home game for Wisconsin, it is run by the NIT. So both teams get all the bells and whistles with the video intros and all of that as they get through their starting lineups, the Badgers starting five being introduced. And we will tell you tonight's officials, Mike Kitts, Tariq Lewis, and you can't make this up, folks, Jordan Love, J-O-U-R-D-A-N for the record, but Jordan Love, one of those with a whistle here tonight, and like I said, you can't make this up.
Well, that seals the deal. Aaron's going back to Green Bay. Jordan Love decided to become a college basketball official.
There you go. So everybody just breathe easy. It's going to happen.
If you've heard that name before, you were listening closely, and that Mike Kitts is junior. Mike Kitts senior was an official for better than 30 years, 19 NCAA tournaments, 4 Final Fours, and he has the distinction of ejecting Jim Boeheim in an exhibition game. It was like early on in Boeheim's career.
So he was cranky all the time?
Yes.
We are ready to go. Malavi Leons and Stephen Crowell ready to jump center, and the toss and tap will belong to Wisconsin. Badgers move to our left, and we're underway. Round one of the NIT. Max Klusman high on the right. Leons defending Klusman. Now Chucky Hepburn. Right corner three is on the way for Hepburn, and he hit it over Zeke Montgomery. Hepburn with a triple to open up the scoring. Bradley moves to our right, and with the ball is Connor Hickman. Slips it inside. It's Henry low on the left, and he'll lay it up and in. Jashaun Henry averaging about 10 a game, and a quick answer from Bradley. 3-2 Wisconsin here in the opening 30 seconds. Stephen Crowell right wing against Rink Mass. A bounce for Tyler Wall. He's with Henry. Now Hepburn lobs to Crowell. Low on the right. Can't finish. Mass with a rebound. Outlet to Hickman on the right side of the front court for Bradley. Hickman against Connor Resegian, throwing to Mass, high on the left. Gets it to Leons off the left wing, stops the elbow, darts a pass Montgomery, snaps off a three right wing, clip the front rim, no good. Bodies on the floor, and a foul is called. Rink Mass and Max Klusman both going to the floor, and they're going to get the foul here against Bradley. And it will go against Rink Mass for the game's first foul.
Well, they will attack the offensive glass, number two in the Mid-Missouri Valley Conference. Offensive boards.
Yeah, better than 9 per game on average. Chucky Hepburn to the front court, throwing to Crowell on the right wing. Mass defending Crowell tightly at the three-point line. Now it's Klesman between the circles, feeds to Seagin. Quick release three, right side, bangs off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Jashaun Henry of Bradley. A minute 10 gone by, 3-2 Wisconsin. Here's Mass trying to three, left wing, that's off the rim, no good. Hepburn cleans it up for Wisconsin. Chucky up the right sideline of the front court. Hepburn to the left-hand dribble, takes it left of the lane, spins it out to Tyler Wall at the top, bounce pass Crowell, mid-post right, single coverage from Mass. Backing his Crowell, turns up right hand, off the glass and in for Stephen Crowell. So they go single coverage on Crowell. It's 5-2 Wisconsin, a bit more than a minute and a half gone by. Connor Hickman, the sophomore, out of Bloomington, Indiana, against a Seagin out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, working baseline as Hickman lost it out of bounds as a Seagin hanging in there, and it's a turnover for Bradley.
I thought they could have called a Seagin for a bump there.
I was waiting for it.
Because he bumped him out of bounds.
They let it go, and here comes Chucky Hepburn on the dribble up the middle to the front court. A minute 45 gone by, 5-2 Wisconsin. Hepburn off a high screen from Crowell. Chucky flips to Wall at the top of the circle, rotates a Seagin into Crowell, left of the lane, single coverage from Mast, backing his Crowell. One pump goes up right hand. Good again. Crowell with four. And it's 7-2 Wisconsin. 2:05 gone by. The ball is Hickman. At the top of the key against Tyler Wall. Feeds Malavai Leons high on the left. Back out to Hickman. Throwing to Jashaun Henry off the left elbow. Hepburn defending. A handoff to Montgomery. Hepburn gets him on a switch to the left foul line extended. Now it's Leons against Hepburn. Throwing to Hickman. Shot clock at 8. Hickman against Tyler Wall. Hickman a long 3 left of the circle. Back rim no good. And the rebound belongs to Stephen Crowell. 2.5 minutes in. 7-2 Wisconsin. Hepburn up the right sideline for Wisconsin. Blows off the right wing. Chucky bobbled the dribble. Gets controlled again. They try to jam a pass into Wall. It's deflected and rolls out of bounds. It'll belong to Bradley. And now Duke Dean will come into the game for the Braves. He is in for Zeke Montgomery. Dean listed at 5'8", sophomore from Shreveport, Louisiana. And also in the game is Darius Hanna, 6'9", junior out of Milwaukee. And Connor Hickman to the front court. 7-2 Wisconsin, 2:50 gone by. Hickman throwing to Hanna right of the lane. He'll give off to Duke Dean against Chucky Hepburn. High on the right. Dean on the dribble. Slips it into Hanna. Hanna in the paint. Pass deflected by Klesman and unable to control. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Bradley with 8 on the shot clock.
A little shook up his starting lineup a little bit, bringing Dean off the bench. He had started all 34 games. They just, I think, wanted Jashaun Henry to get a chance to start in the NIT tournament.
And it'll be Leons inbounding sideline left into Duke Dean. Dean high screen, Hanna 5 to shoot. Dean high on the left, inside feed. Hanna catches low on the left, got the matchup he wanted against Hepburn. And the 6'9", Hanna converts. It's 7-4 Wisconsin. Klesman with a feed for Crowell. It's batted in the air, pulled down by Klesman. Mid post right, out to Hepburn. Open three, left wing, in and out, no good. Crowell, the offensive rebound of the right block. He's against Hanna. Crowell now double teamed inside, now goes to Wall. Low on the left, slam dunk, Tyler Wall. 9-4 Wisconsin, 3.5 minutes gone by. Dean to the front court, throwing to Sean Henry. Gets it back to Dean. Right hand dribble, top of the circle against Wall on the switch. Now Leons goes into Henry, posting on Hepburn. Henry in the lane, got tied up by Klesman, and a whistle and a foul is called. Bodies on the floor. They will get the foul. Looks like against Hepburn. And that'll be his first as Carter Gilmore comes in for Tyler Wall. Jashaun Henry steps out. Amet Yonovic comes in the game for Bradley. 7-1 freshman from Serbia. And Kamari McGee will come in for Connor Esigen. It'll be Hickman inbounding baseline rights. Throw it out right foul line extended. A hand back to Hickman to the free throw line. Leans in, shoots, and hits. Connor Hickman with the bucket. And it's 9-6 Wisconsin. We're about 4 minutes into the game. With the ball is Chucky Hepburn on the left wing. Hepburn on the dribble, takes it to the top of the circle, turns the corner on Leons, runs it out to Gilmore at the top, bounces into Stephen Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell backing, left block, turns up right hand, good again. Stephen Crowell getting involved early. He has 6, 11-6 Wisconsin. Hickman with the ball. He'll throw it to Hanna at the top. It's off to Jonovic. Now it's Hickman right of the lane. A feed cross court left side. Malibu Leons backing on Klesman. A double from Gilmore. Carter on the dig. Now it's Hannah. A bump. They play on. Lefty shot. Good. As off the bench, Darius Hannah with four. And it's 11-8 Wisconsin. 15-15 left in the first half. Stephen Crowell between the circles for Wisconsin. Crowell across the top of the arc. Hands off to Hepburn. Malibu Leons, their best defender is on Hepburn. A pass right wing for Max Klesman. Goes into Crowell. Jonovic defending. Crowell backing to the right block. Crowell on the dribble. Now tries to go up. He got fouled. And free throws coming up for Stephen Crowell as we hit our first media timeout. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top-tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 14:55 left in the first half. Wisconsin 11, Bradley 8. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen build for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full-access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Right now, get 11% off. Clearview Cabinetry, and give your kitchen the upgrade it deserves. Good through March 19th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and more than 140 daily jackpots. 11-8, Wisconsin leads Bradley with 14:55 left in the first half.
What a start for Stephen Crowell. We pointed out that he struggled against Ohio State. Played about 25 minutes, had 8 points, only one rebound. Well, he's already got 6 points, 3 of 4 from the field. He got 2 rebounds to go along with an assist.
We were both doing double takes when Bradley made an early sub, sending the 7-1 freshman Ahmet Meta Jonovic into the game. This is his 5th game appearance. He is from Serbia. He joined the program as a mid-season transfer, but with Stephen Crowell doing some early work, Brian Wardle making the move to get a bigger body on Crowell, who is at the free throw line, and Steven hits the first. He has one more coming. It's 12-8 Wisconsin, a little more than 5 minutes gone by here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Second free throw for Crowell in the air, and it's good, and he has 8 points already. And Stevie will take a break as Tyler Wall checks in, 13-8 Wisconsin. Kamari McGee out there, Connor Isigi, Carter Gilmore, and Jordan Davis. Out on the floor for Greg Guard's Badgers as Duke Dean will bring it up. Bothered a bit of that backcourt by Kamari McGee. And Dean brings it through the center circle, angles off to the left wing. He'll snap off a three and missed it short. Rebound to Hannah at the left block. Runs it out to Leon, steps into a three, top of the circle, bangs off the rim, no good. Jordan Davis with the board for Wisconsin. And the junior from lacrosse to the front court gives off to Kamari McGee at the edge of the center circle. 5.5 minutes gone by, 13-8 Wisconsin. Carter Gilmore at the top of the arc, flips to Tyler Wall, left of the circle. Wall a handoff to Asijan. Connor drifting to the left wing, picked up by Hickman, and good defense from Connor Hickman on Connor Asijan. Shot clock at 8. McGee out high against Dean. Kamari driving, got caught up in the air, pass deflected, stolen away by Hickman. Hickman busting up the court, up the middle, gives off to Dean, cuts off the left wing, and he'll stop top of the circle against Jordan Davis. Inside feed for Jonovic, and reaching in and called for the foul is Tyler Wall along the left lane line. That's the first on Wall.
Now Dean's a pretty nifty ball handler, isn't he?
He is.
I mean, he gets his teammates involved. He's also a very good three-point shooter.
Better than 35%. Jonovic checks out. Rink Mast is back in. His inbounding will be Connor Hickman, baseline left into Leon's, baseline left on the drive on Davis, reverse layup, and it's too strong, no good. Rebound Carter Gilmore for Wisconsin. 5-point lead for the Badgers, 13:50 left of the first half. McGee leads it for Gilmore, left of the circle, bounce pass Wall, left wing. It's against Darius Hanna. Wall, little crossover, cuts left lane line in traffic, bangs it off the glass and rim, no good. Gilmore, the offensive rebound. Just took it away from two Bradley Brays, and now Gilmore dribbling into the lane, back to Kamari McGee. He'll drive to the line, down the lane, hanging, shooting, hitting off the window. First points for McGee. It's 15-8 Wisconsin, 13:25 left in the first half. Duke Dean throwing to Malavi Leons, driving baseline, got by Wall, darts it out Hannah. Extra pass Dean, tries a three, right side good for Duke Dean. Bradley, a 36% shooting team from long range. They, like the Badgers, have made a considerable jump in that area from a year ago. 15-11. Wisconsin leading with 13:02 left in the first half. McGee with a pass for Wall. Tyler straddling the three-point arc on the right side. Flips to Gilmore, left of the circle. Now in the lane, spinning, pivots. Low on the left, goes up and in. Nice counter from Carter Gilmore. And it's 17-11 Wisconsin, 12:45 left of the first half. Duke Dean on the left-hand dribble for Bradley at the top of the circle. Steps back, fires away a three. Back rim no good. Rebound batted around, gathered by Gilmore for Wisconsin. Sends it ahead to Tyler Wall. Wall to the front court, top of the circle for Wisconsin. A little crossover to the line. Lost his balance, and he goes down. He is shaken up, trying to just grit his way through it. Gilmore in the paint, and he fires one up and is fouled as Tyler Wall, well, he's grimacing, but it looks like he's going to stay in there.
Yeah, it's hard to tell whether he's trying to walk off something to his ankle or his knee. It was the way he went down so hard.
Darius Hanna called for the foul. That is his first. Just an awkward landing there from Tyler. Carter Gilmore at the free throw line. And the first attempt is in the air, and it is good. Chucky Hepburn, Marcus Ilver coming in for Wisconsin. As Wall will come out along with Kamari McGee. Leve Tavanainen from Helsinki, Finland, 6'4 senior in the game for Bradley. Second free throw for Gilmore on the way, and that bounced off the rim, no good. Rink Mast, the rebound, so a split for Gilmore. 18-11 Wisconsin, 12:18 left in the first half. Hickman against Hepburn, hand off to Mast. He's with Gilmore. Close to Deshaun Henry, matched up with Marcus Silver at the right elbow. A hand off to Hickman, turns a corner. Right of the lane, cut off by Ilber. Up front for Tavanainen, gets it to Mast, backing in, left block, inside feed Henry, low on the right, and went up, and he got fouled by Hepburn. Chucky reaching in, and that's going to be two fouls on Chucky Hepburn at the under 12 media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. And Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:59 left of the first half. Wisconsin 18, Bradley 11. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates. Badger fans, sweepstakes, and more. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
11 minutes, 59 seconds left in the first half. Wisconsin 18, Bradley 11.
Chucky Hepburn's had four fouls in each of the last two games against Minnesota, Ohio State, four fouls in three of the last six.